State, Illinois takes on Ohio at 7 tonight. The double elimination regional runs through Sunday and into Monday if necessary. There's more with Jeff's interview with Chris Webb on our website at willnews.org. This is Morning Edition on WILL. I'm Jim Meadows.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason in with a look at the trade in Chicago as it opened from the CME Group this morning. Futures are now trading the corn up about 2.25 cents. Soybeans are up 3 to 5 cents, and the cattle futures are up only $2, or rather 22.5 cents, and live cattle, feeder cattle are down 15, as opposed to yesterday's large move higher. In the ag news this morning, the American Farm Bureau Federation Board has been discussing cool since the first World Trade Organization ruling on country of origin labeling, but a recent WTO decision has forced Farm Bureau leaders to consider repealing the law. USDA's latest forecast for agricultural exports in fiscal 2015 shows a $12 billion year-over-year decline, that to $140.5 billion, which is the third highest on record, but the lowest estimate since 2012. And proposed EPA rules would prohibit foliar pesticide and herbicide applications around managed bee colonies under contract for pollination services. Rules do not include insecticide use on seeds. That's a quick look at the headline news for agriculture. Now let's get an update of the weather forecast with Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey is an organization whose roots run deep, financing agricultural needs for over 145 years, helping serve the agribusiness needs of landowners and investors for generations to come. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Weather conditions across the majority of the Midwest will continue favorably mixed as we move forward through this next 5 to 7 days. There should be periods of sunshine for most and also periods of rain. All of the precipitation is going to be light enough that field work will work its way around the events, and for the most part we'll see some improvement in those areas that have become a little bit drier biased in the past few weeks, and then specifically I'm talking about some of the eastern portions of the Midwest. Ohio, Indiana, Michigan and parts of Kentucky are still in need of some moisture, and it looks like that precipitation will be coming along as we move forward through this next 7 day period. The precipitation in the southwestern Corn Belt, where it's been exceptionally wet for a while, is going to be tapering off at the same time we see the improvement in the eastern parts of the Midwest. So in general, most of the region is likely to benefit from the weather changes that are forthcoming over the next 7 days. The majority of the region will get rain at one time or another. I don't think there'll be too many places that are exceptional to that. We'll expect the precipitation, though, to be lightest in the areas from Kansas into parts of Iowa and northwestern Missouri. Those areas will see the least amount of rain, but a lot of that region has already had the most amount of precipitation in the past couple of weeks, and so the drier tendencies there will certainly be welcome. There's also going to be a favorable mix of rain and sunshine across the northern plains and upper Midwest. There's still some lingering dryness out across parts of Minnesota from the multiple months of below average precipitation that occurred last autumn and winter, but that will likely disappear as time moves forward. Tomorrow morning we're going to see some chilly temperatures again in the upper parts of the Midwest. North Dakota and Minnesota will be subjected to some frost once again, maybe a couple of freezes near the Canada border, but none of this is expected to cause a serious impact on the majority of summer crops, and there may be a little leaf burning that occurs in a few spots, but there shouldn't be any significant threat to any of the production potential. We will see the frost risk down into parts of Wisconsin as well as northern Minnesota and parts of northeastern North Dakota. This morning, that same cold air mass produced a lot of frost and freeze conditions across Canada's prairies and in particular Saskatchewan, where some canola as well as other crops were negatively impacted, at least for a short-term period. The majority of the U.S. Midwest will see temperatures cool off from that same cool air mass as we go through the weekend. The temperatures will get cool enough that that we'll see the afternoon temperatures back into the 60s and 70s for a fair amount of the region. This will occur on Saturday and Sunday in particular. A few upper 50 degree highs may occur in the far north. We'll look for the lowest temperatures at night to slip back into some 40 and 50 degree temperatures, with a few middle and upper 30s likely from central Wisconsin into Minnesota and eastern North Dakota, as I noted previously. We will see those low temperatures turn right around, though, and become more seasonable again next week, with 50 and 60 degree lows expected once again, and the afternoon temperatures should be rebounding again as well, and we'll look for those afternoon readings to get it back into the 70s and lower 80s for much of the region right after the weekend. So the end result here is that we'll be looking at favorable soil moisture and some timely shower and thunderstorm activity, along with a seasonable range of temperatures. It should prove to be beneficial for most crops in the region. 7-day rainfall across the Midwest will vary from a couple tenths of an inch upwards to 3/4 of an inch in the western Corn Belt, with the exception of maybe a few areas in the far north where there will be some stronger thunderstorms. Rainfall in the east, though, will range also from around 3/10 of an inch to as much as an inch over the next 7 days, with a few areas in Kentucky possibly getting more than that. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, lending support to generations of farm families. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit Illinois offers financial products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Let's check the numbers as they are now trading in Chicago. In the corn pit, July contract at $3.55 and a quarter is a penny and three quarters higher. September up a penny and three quarters. December a penny and three quarters higher as well. That at $3.71 and three quarters on its last trade. And next year's July at $3.95 and a quarter is up one and three quarters. Soy complex at $9.31 and a quarter, five and a quarter higher. September at $9.06 and three quarters, up three and a half. And November beans at $9.05 and a quarter, three and a quarter higher. January futures there at $9.13 and a quarter, four and a quarter higher. Bean meal down at $1.10, bean oil 56 cents higher. The soft red winter wheat at $4.86.5 is down 2.5 in the lead July. Hard red July at $5.09.5, down 3/4. Live cattle futures are 2.5 cents lower at $153.50. Feeder cattle are down 52.5 cents, and lean hogs at this hour on the last tick are a nickel lower for the day. Here to take a look at those numbers and help explain why they are where they are is Bill Mayer. He's at Strategic Farm Marketing right here in Champaign County. Good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning, Todd.
What's on tap for the day today? Anything
exciting? Well, I guess if I were to look at the main things going on here, we have this EPA mandate that there's some disagreement as far as when it's going to come out, but everybody's pretty well assured that it's going to come out today sometime, and probably in the morning, according to some of the analysts I listen to. That the consensus is that's going to be probably positive for the bean oil side of things, maybe neutral or so from the corn standpoint. We had the Argentina strike. That got settled here, or it looks like it's going to get settled. We got month end, and we got the macro markets where we had some negative news today on the GDP that kind of turned things a little bit, and especially the dollar's weaker here today. So weather's just kind of in the background, but it's, and the reason it's in the background is there's really not a lot new there to talk about, I think.
Okay, at the month end, are we looking at a market that's short or long?
Well, the funds are extremely long for the, or excuse me, extremely short for this time of the year. So it's possible that you could see some short covering going into month end. I think that probably needs some kind of a spark. Maybe the, you know, the announcement finally of the EPA mandate will give it that spark, but I don't see anything from a supply side or from a weather side that spark it here at this point.
Anything with the U.S. dollar? Many have been talking about it as a market mover.
Well, I was looking at it from the standpoint of the monthly chart, and I thought maybe at the beginning of the week here, this short week that we've had, that we could end up with a lower monthly close, but it doesn't look like we're going to get to that point here. So I think it's pointing towards the month end close here. Looks like it's somewhat of a reverse, although it's not an outside month up or anything like that.
Feeder cattle, as we finish our conversation very quickly, have had kind of a fun and exciting wide week this week. Settled down for the day today, though.
Yeah, they're We've really had a wild ride here in the feeder cattle, and I guess I expect that to continue. There is a lot of speculative money in the feeder cattle market, too, which I think just kind of exaggerates everything.
Hey, thanks so much, Bill. We appreciate you being with us.
Thank you, Todd. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bill Mayer, of course, is with Strategic Farm Marketing, joins us on the opening market report on WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3. Urbana, we are coming up on the top of the hour. It'll be 9 o'clock in the central time zone. A quick look at the outside market. Show the crude oil now at $58.33. That's up 65 cents. Wholesale price of gasoline at $2 and a penny, 2 4/10 of a cent higher. And diesel fuel for the day at $1.89 is up a penny and 9 tenths. The weather forecast for the Urbana-Champaign area says today that we'll see a 20% chance of some thunderstorms, mostly this afternoon, I suppose, with a steady temperature around 76. And then tonight, that'll jump to 50% and will drop to a low this evening of 62. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are very likely. We'll get those mostly before 3 in the afternoon. We'll be back with another look at the weather forecast and the markets at just before the top of the hour. I'm Todd Gleason.
Good morning. We've been following the Marine Corps' year-long experiment testing women on the strength and skills needed for combat duty. This hour, they hit the waves in amphibious assault vehicles on Morning Edition from NPR News. In the cramped space of an armed amphibious vehicle, a female Marine's smaller stature can be a positive. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. There's a full slate of presidential contenders, and things are just getting started. The Republican field of candidates could double. Hillary Clinton is getting another challenger on the Democratic side, former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley. Plus, NPR Music gives us a preview of a young artist from Ireland, a first listen from Soak. We hear from StoryCorps, and on this Friday, May 29th, movie composer Danny Elfman is 62. News is next.